Now, as you would have heard in our news this morning, there's 130 children and young people in foster care in the county. 96 of these are in general foster care, while 34 are being fostered by relatives. The report also found that 5 children were waiting long-term suitable foster care placements. 37 children, 28% of young people in foster care in Kerry, did not have an allocated social worker, the HICWA report found. And just 3 of the 85 foster care households were from a minority faith or ethnic background. HICWA said there was a challenge in recruiting and retaining sufficient fosters to meet the diverse needs of children being admitted into care. And overall, the report was widely, generally very positive when it came to the quality of foster care being provided in Kerry. Foster care services in the county are compliant or substantially compliant in the standards of care provided to children. It found the county's foster care services compliant in one area of responsibility, while it was substantially compliant in 6 other areas. The service encourages children and young people in foster care to maintain and develop family relationships as well as friendships, and it judged itself, the foster care service, to be substantially compliant in one area, but HICWA actually disagreed and upgraded it to compliant. And children who were interviewed spoke highly of their foster carers to HICWA inspectors and of the opportunities they had to lead full lives. With me on the line to talk about this, we've got a foster parent, Orla Murphy from Kenmare, who fosters children. Orla, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
Listen, first of all, tell me a bit about the experience, what it's been like for you, and your response to, I suppose, the majority, really, the vast majority, positive outcome from this HICWA inspection of general foster care services in the county.
Yeah, well, from our point of view, we've been fostering for 12 years, and it's always been a positive experience. You know, it's just very, very rewarding, first of all. But with regards to the services that we've received from TUFLA over the years, they've always been exceptional. Exceptional. Now, kids coming into care, coming into our home, come with a lot of complex needs. And you know, you can't prepare yourself for it. And we've always received, you know, a lot of support from TUFLA, from the social workers here in Kerry. I can say as well with certainty that Kerry is one of the better TUFLA departments, I guess. And that I can say with certainty because I would be in contact with a number of different foster carers all over the country. And unfortunately, foster care services aren't great in Ireland across the board. So Kerry coming up good, it's brilliant. It's brilliant for the children in care in Kerry.
Yeah, so we're getting it right in this county anyway when it comes to the supports provided for foster parents.
Absolutely. And it has been noted recently because, you know, by other foster carers around the country, to me personally, about how good things are here. You know, it's just, I mean, I know at one stage recently, and in the presence of a social worker, somebody said that they were afraid to look for support from TUFLA with a placement because they felt that, you know, that the social worker may look that the foster parent isn't coping well.
Yeah.
And that was a fear that they had. But, you know, I did speak out and say that is not the case because I did myself have to reach out at one stage for extra support with regards to a complex placement that I had. And as soon as I did, it was never a case of, oh, you're not coping. It was a difficult placement. It was never a case of you're not coping. It was, oh, how can we help you?
Yeah.
And they did. They, you know, we had a family support worker allocated to us. She was amazing. She is amazing. And she came and she met with us and she helped us. And, you know, she taught us more. Like, she made me a better mother. She made me a better foster mother for our meetings. And going forward, I know that I can bring what she taught me and what I learned into other children lives and make their lives better, and I can say that with a great deal of certainty.
Yeah, well, that's very good to hear. HICWA said in its report that there's a challenge in recruiting and retaining sufficient fosters to meet the needs of children being admitted to care. How much of an issue is that, do you think?
That is a huge issue, an absolutely huge issue. You know, I know that within the department, you know, when kids come into care, that you know, it is a job of a social worker to find a suitable home, and it's not, you know, you can't just slot them in any place either. There has to be suitable homes. You know, like the child should be in most cases 2 years younger than your, at least 2 years younger than your youngest child. You know, that the child, as they said in the report, they do try and keep links with their community, try and keep them as close as possible. That's not happening, and there are children being placed outside of the county because they have to. And you know, I don't think it goes into much detail about that, but there definitely are children being having to, because there's no other choice, because there just aren't foster carers there.
And that
foster carers are leaving.
Yeah, that disconnects them from their local communities, their local areas, makes the thing more traumatic. And
Juso will try where possible. Juso will always try to keep them as close as possible. But if you don't have a foster family there, then it's not possible.
Yeah, yeah. So, look, and are people leaving? Are they saying, look, I've had enough of this, I can't do it anymore?
Yeah, people are leaving, and there are reasons why, and, you know, and I will say as well that me personally, we as a group of foster carers, we've gotten together to lobby politicians. I personally have written to every politician in Kerry, and not one of them has brought it to the Dáil, any of the issues that we have raised with regards to the difficulties faced by foster carers.
Yeah.
I work 3 days a week because I have to. So, but just for instance, I have a little boy with me at the moment. We won't put any details about him, but he's been with us for a month. I haven't received any. I haven't received any allowance for him. It takes time to come through. Now he's needed everything. Absolutely, like, he comes with the clothes on his back, pretty much. You need and I'm laughing because I said in this weather, you need a winter wardrobe and a summer wardrobe.
You do.
Need willies and sandals and shoes and all those things had to be bought. Specialist equipment. All of those things had to be bought. And a month down the line, I haven't received anything. And people, I know that people out there think that foster carers, I don't know, are paid really well.
Yeah.
We're not paid at all. You get an allowance. Yeah, you get an allowance for the child. It's €325 a week, but that has to cover absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Traveling. There was a stage where I was traveling twice a week to Tralee, over and back twice a week, and the travel allowance that I was entitled to was €4.14, and that was when the diesel was really high. And I'd never ever applied for travel ever because I took it out of the allowance, but when the diesel went really high, I said, okay, but you only get a very small part
pittance.
It's €4.14 for 2 weeks.
In order to improve it, Orla, what needs to be done? Does the allowance need to be increased? The supports to be delivered quicker than they are? Better advertising of how rewarding it can be, or a combination of all those things?
I think a combination of all those things. Like, the fostering allowance hasn't been increased since 2009, and I think at that stage it went up by, I can't remember exactly, I think about €6.
Yeah. And despite the cost of living increases we've gone through in the last couple of years, it hasn't risen in line with inflation or anything like that?
Nothing. And now, the kids that I've had are quite young, but I know myself, I sat down last week and I had to buy things for my own children for school, and like, it was literally just stationery, uniforms, and it cost me the bones of €500, you know. Now that's for my kids, but I know there are foster families out there who have to do that for foster children. It's 500, 600, 700, then you've got the fees, it's up to €1,000. They get €325 a week. And then the other issue is that foster parents, in most cases, you can't work. Now, I do work because I wouldn't be able to provide all those things for the child for the past month if I wasn't working. I work 3 days a week. I'm entitled to a pension through my job. Foster carers aren't entitled to a pension. They don't get any contributions for staying at home, minding
for the service they're providing for the state in caring for these children with complex needs.
No pension entitlements at all.
Okay. And do you think those changes would turn things around and attract more people into the service?
I think it would. I don't know about attracting it in, but it'll keep the people that are there. There are people, I know people
first
who have
foremost.
To leave. Yeah, they have to leave because they have to go out and get a job. And you can't have a job and have a child with complex needs.
Yeah.
I'm lucky that my husband is at home, so there is someone at home here all the time with the children.
Yeah.
So that I can go out and work, and I have a very, very, very flexible job.
Which is great. Yeah, you're lucky. Orla, look, we're out of time, but thanks so much for telling us your experience and talking to us about it, because it is a positive story in Kerry, which is good to hear, and long may it continue.
The one thing I have to say, and you can't leave it out saying, is that if anyone is considering fostering, anyone, if you've considered it, if you thought about it in the past, pick up the phone and ring Tusla. And it is the most rewarding thing that I have ever done. The memories that I have, I've had kids come with us and they've stayed. I've had children stay with us for 3.5 years. They had to go home and our hearts broke. They absolutely broke. But the memories that we have those 3.5 years are just, you know, I'll take them to the grave. You know, they were just, it's so rewarding. It is so rewarding. We had a little boy today who said his first words this morning. And, you know, I want to shout from the rooftops. Oh my God, he said his first words. Fostering can be a little bit lonely in that you can't really do those, you know, that you don't have anyone to tell. People don't really care, you know. Yeah. but it is, it's very, very rewarding. And we love it.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, listen, look, thanks so much for talking to us, Orla. That's Orla Murphy from Kinmare there about her experience of fostering. There's get in touch with Tusla, get in touch with Foster Care Ireland as well if you're interested in getting involved.